truly believe that the rivalry games that everyone does love and likes to come out to will stay intact, and we'll get it worked out, and we'll navigate through it.
Speaking of Elkhorn and Delavan-Darien, you guys losing them to a different conference, talking about getting Beloit Memorial in. Yep. They're playing Badger tonight. Earlier it was 14-7. I think the last we checked, Badger. Yeah. Talk a little bit about what Beloit Memorial and the other team you grabbed into the Southern Lakes, I believe it was two, right?
Or
was
it just Beloit? No, we just got the one, just Beloit. Okay. Yep.
Yeah, talk about bringing them in a little bit and what they're doing here in the conference.
You know, they are a good addition to our conference. They do bring the competitiveness across, you know, across the board, especially in basketball. They're really, really good. When anyone has Amari Hereford on their team, I think that they're going to compete in any matchup that they have. But the athletic director, we lost John Dupuy 2 years ago. He was the first the athletic director during the transition, and then Dan Gratz, who came up from Iowa, who is doing a tremendous job at Beloit. But they're good, you know, the transition went well. The WA, like I said about communication earlier, they reach out plenty of times to see how the transition is going, and I think that it's going really well. I mean, the thing that I think the one complaint that a lot of people have is just the drive. But to be honest, it's not that bad. But I understand where people are coming from. But Beloit Memorial coming to our conference is a great addition. We get along with all of their – Emily Pels, the principal out there, Dr. Willie Garrison, they do a tremendous job of, you know, staying in communication with all of us, you know, at AD meetings and at principal meetings. Like, it's, you know, nobody can see it because it's all behind closed doors. But it's a good fit for us. It really is. So I'm happy with them.
So how's the new job going?
I love it.
Talk about it a little, because you're actually
I'm in education, and you know, it's going from a, you know, being in the transportation world as logistics analyst and shipping and receiving like for 22, 23 years to jumping into a school is very eye opening. My mom actually asked me earlier this week, like, "Hey, how's it going?" And I told her rough. And she was concerned, but it was rough. Like, I love the kids. I love being in the school. I love the administration teams. But it's an eye-opening experience to see what some of the kids actually have to deal with outside of school. So that's why I said it was rough. And it's, you know, but being there as an educator, I'm quickly learning. Being there as an educator is to be there for them and be that support for them if they need it. So I enjoy it.
Once again, you're listening to DG Sports tonight on WRJN. We're joined here with our halftime guest, a privilege as always, Tim Owens, the commissioner of the Southern Lakes Conference. Tim, we're here at Burlington tonight, beautiful complex. Talk a little bit about what goes in, if you know any insight into the complexities of stadiums. You see a lot of your teams feature turf, some feature grass. Do you think teams are going to start converting to turf, ones that have grass? Have they talked about keeping it? You know, there was such a big debate at the NFL and college level of, grass creates less injuries, turf creates more, blah, blah, blah. I don't buy too much into that at this level. I think at the higher level, sure, but I don't know if you have any understanding of what teams decide or anything like that.
I don't. I think it all comes down to the budget of the individual school. I know Beloit Memorial, who has grass now, has been talking about with the referendum about putting turf field in. And them and Badger are the only two in the conference that have grass.
Okay.
Badger, whoever maintains the grass at Badger is like a magician. It's beautiful. Oh. I don't know who does it, and I've been wanting to ask.
I've
Jim
only
Plutie
been out there once.
Oh, so, beautiful. Yeah. It's pristine. But I know, I know Beloit is talking about, I don't know if it's going to be this coming summer or maybe even the next off season, putting turf in. They're going to have a bunch of renovations that are going to happen out there. And I don't know if you've ever been to Beloit Memorial's school or football field, but sitting right on that river and having, you know, the other side of the river there with the big, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. The only problem is that field, I reffed a game there like week 8, week 9. It was horrible. The crowning on that field is very noticeable, and it becomes a mud bath by that point in the season. So getting turf there, I think, would just turn that complex from nice to amazing at that point.
Yeah.
As you mentioned, the school is right there, so you get the background of the school behind the scoreboard. You get the lake and the businesses in the background, and then they have a nice bleacher set up there. And yeah. I think that missing piece would be turf.
Yeah, and Dan Gratz, who he's doing a lot of really good things out there as he's come in the last 2 years. And one of the things I've talked to him about is, are you going to be putting turf in? And he said that is the number one of the number one things. And they talked about doing some improvements inside the Barkin Arena, that when that place is full, I don't know, Dick, if you were ever there when you were officiating, but when that place gets full and rocking, that place is absolutely rocking. But, yeah, that's something that they were talking to. I don't know. Again, I know it all comes down to money. Everything always comes down to money. I personally prefer a turf field. I do. I don't know about, you know, I haven't dove too deeply into the studies of the injuries between turf versus grass. I just haven't. It's not something that I've, there's a lot of things that I'm doing right now, but that's not something that I've dove into. But I personally, my preference is the turf.
All right, Tim. Well, thanks for coming on. We got to cut this short now, cut you loose, as they say. And we'll get ready for our third quarter with Burlington leading Union Grove 13-0. Union Grove will get the ball to start our third quarter. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
A lot of motorcycle enthusiasts say that this is their favorite riding weather of the year. But be careful out there, because the days are getting shorter and drivers aren't always as attentive as they need to be. And if you're ever the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, call the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's a great attorney and he's been riding all of his life. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Our third quarter play. Union Grove will get the ball to start this third quarter. They trail by 13, so they got to get going.
Yeah, I think that was a good little reality wake-up there in that. Between last week, you know, Elkhorn was able to kind of do whatever they wanted against them, but they were able to rally back in that one. They're going to have to do the same here tonight, as they're down by two scores once again.
Well, between the 20s, they're picking up a lot of yardage, but they get inside that 20, and then they either self-destruct with penalties or they lose the ball on downs.
Yeah, it's one of those where they're a well-oiled machine. It's just they're running into problems at certain points in their drives.
And I think the Demons had the three drives. They just didn't score on the first one.
Yep, that is correct.
And they've scored on both the second and the third. So I would think, you give them the ball back, they'll probably, unless the defense gets stronger here for the Broncos. And again, we have no stake in this game. I mean, we cover both teams. They're both two of our nine teams that we cover in football, so we can't lose either way.
Yeah, we are very much impartial here, as these are two of our teams.
And again, a reminder, at the conclusion of our ball game, Dylan will make his way down onto the field, and if you've ever been to Don Dalton Stadium, the press box, there's a few steps to go up and a few steps to go down. to get to the field. So he'll be down there to present our DG Sports Player of the Game. Hopefully you'll stick around for that. And we'll also have week three of the high school coaches football poll sponsored by Bound. We'll have that also at the conclusion. But again, we're ready to start our second half of play. 13-0's our score. Burlington with the lead. A 33-yard pass from Sulik for a score, and then a 2-yard scamper by Sulik. That's the 13 points for Burlington.
This game's far from over, that's for sure.
For sure it is.
If you're listening to the score and you say, oh, 13-0 Burlington, they got this in the bag. Far from the truth, Dick.
So Dennis to kick off for the Demons.
It's cool to see both schools have a large student section out here.
Yeah, they do, and they put the phones on, the lights, and there's the kickoff. It's a short one, fielded at the 10, up to the 15 to 20, and tackled right there, and pushed back.
Hey, tell Jay Will to stop yelling at people.
And that was Williamson, I believe, on the return. All right, they huddle up. And then Schultz will bring them out now. They do have that massive offensive line. Let's see if it goes to work here. Schultz in the gun. Wide outs to the right. Hands off. Big hole for Martinez. He's up to the 40, up to midfield, 50, 40, 30. Going down the sideline. Cuts back inside. And gets into about the 19-yard line of Burlington. And that's the way you want to start the third quarter of play.
Very impressive.
Winton Martinez.
Very impressive 60-yard run there, Dick. 120 down to the other 20.
All right, they're going to spell Martinez.
Dick, we do have a score update with 3 minutes to go until halftime. St. Catharines leads 14-6 over Lake Country.
Okay. The Angels need that win to tie the Lake Country Lutheran for first place. In the gun goes Schultz. Hands off up the middle. And into about the 8-yard line. Yeah, Schramm. Schramm on the carry.
Hey, Ryland's hurt. God damn it. Ryland's hurt. No, his right leg, he can't move.
And a timeout was called by somebody.
That defense, no.
That was called by Burlington. So the referee chops that clock in right away. We're under 11 to play in the third quarter now. The Broncos on the move. Schultz in the gun, wide outs to the right. Hands it off. And going up the middle.
Hey, Zibb's really hurt with his shoulder.
And that's a first down for Martinez and the Broncos. I think that's Fletcher who came back in, too. But Martinez lines up behind Schultz. Hand off. Trying to get it to Wu, and they throw him down hard. So it's going to bring up second and goal as we close in on 10 to go in our third quarter.
And he was able to duck underneath a tackle, and then he was trying to get to the second level, and he got hit, drove right into the ground.
Very slippery he is. Very, very slippery is what I would describe him as. He's hard to bring down. 9:45.
They're coming.
Second and goal at the 5. And it's a touchdown. Touchdown by the quarterback, Quinn Schultz, to make it 13-6. And Danielson to try to make it 13-7. There's the snap. It's high. Kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 9:40 to go in our third quarter, it's now Burlington 13, Union Grove 7. So this is what you mentioned, Dylan. The game was far from being over. Now we'll see what Burlington does.
Yeah, I think you've got to come back and you got to answer. You can't let Union Grove get a defensive stop and get that big momentum swing as we start this second half.
Yep.
That's for sure. Dick, a very low-scoring game in the Southern Lakes. Kenosha Bradford defeats Kenosha Indian Trail 7-6.
In the Southeast.
Oh, yeah, Southeast, sorry. We're in the Southern Lakes.
Right, it's very confusing, the two of them.
Who knows, maybe they'll combine one day.
Danielson, very short kick. Trying to get to the outside. Is Faust. Faust on the return. And let's see what Burlington will do now. Boy, I like these officials, though. They get in there right away. If there's anything they think, anything at all, mishap.
Yeah, a few of these are college officials, and as I mentioned, they work state, so they definitely have the experience.
So Sulik will bring him out. Grant will bring him out. 9:32 to go in our third quarter. They now lead by 6. Sulik in the gun. Wideouts right and left. Doomer behind him. Back to pass. Got time. Throws. Incomplete. And it was intended for Beeble.
Threw into double coverage, but he still had hands on the ball.
He had hands.
Very close to a completion. Good coverage there by Union Grove.
So it stops the clock with 9:25, I should say, to go in our third quarter. 13-7. Burlington with the lead. Trying to get something going here. Again, wideouts to the right and the left. For Sulik. Barks out the signals. Back to pass again. Throws. And he got a first down.
Now they're having no problem completing these short little passes.
A sideline pass is complete.
The defense is playing so far back for Union Grove that they're able to complete these with ease.
And that was Beeble again, I believe.
Dick, Racine Case versus Kenosha Tremper score at halftime. Case is up 21-0.
Okay, that kind of, you would figure that's happening. Look for Case to probably win out now. There's the handoff, trying to follow his blockers, and gets a nice gain into Union Grove territory. That's Doomer again.
Yeah, we'll have a good one when Oak Creek comes to Case.
Yep.
That we get to cover here on DG Sports in a few weeks.
Yep. That could be their only stumbling block left for the Eagles.
Yeah, that'll be a game where you either go for second or third between
right.
them and Oak Creek.
Yep. All right, Sulik's got wideouts to the right and the left at midfield. Now has a man go in motion. Throws it into Fat, complete. To Teat on the reception. And again, Sulik trying to work this clock and moving down the field. Closing in on 8 minutes to go in our third quarter. And again, Dylan keeps working. He keeps working the phones. See if he can get update. Scoring updates, which we know our listeners like. So Sulik in the gun once again. Wide outs right and left. Fumbled. And Union Grove is saying they got it. And they do. Bradshaw with the recovery.
Yeah, Rylan Bradshaw able to jump when the ball was on the carpet. There was a missed handoff between the two, and it fell straight to the floor, and the defender jumped right on top of that. And this is such a huge momentum swing for Union Grove, Dick.
Especially with that missed extra point. So let's see what the Broncos do here now. The winner of this game will share first place, I would say, with Badger. Schultz in the gun. Hands it off to Martinez to the 40. Still on his feet to about the 38-yard line goes Quinton Martinez. So we're under 8 to play now, down to 7:25 to go in our third quarter. 13-7. Burlington with the lead. Schultz in the gun. Hands it off again up the middle.
There's a nice run there once again by Quinton Martinez. Able to kind of keep this Union Grove offense going here in this one.
Having much more success here in the second half. That Union Grove offensive line. All right, Schultz brings him out. He's got wideouts to his right. Hands it off again to Martinez right up the middle. To about the 27-yard line goes Quinton Martinez. And right now, you cannot thank his offensive line enough for what they're doing for him. So 6:20 and counting in our third quarter, 13-7. Schultz in the gun, wideouts to his right again. Now the coordinator screams something out to Schultz. Hands it off to Martinez again, cutting to the outside. To the 20. And he's down to about the 12-yard line.
Beautiful run. Another one there where Quinn could have cut up field and probably gained more yardage, but he was able to use his athleticism to get to the outside there on that one.
And with a score and an extra point, they can take the lead here as we're down to 5:45 to go in our third quarter.
And that's where that blocked extra point that you talked about earlier could come back to haunt Burlington, depending on how this one plays out.
Schultz in the gun, wide outs right and left this time. Hands it off again, and they push him forward. And it's Quinton Martinez again. Or Bradshaw? Bradshaw on the carry.
I seen a three as he was getting up and just assumed it was Martinez. My apologies,
yep.
Dick.
That's okay.
He's next.
We're under 5 to play now in the third quarter. Man goes in motion. Keeping it. And it's a touchdown for Schultz. Quinn Schultz once again scores. And he ties the game with 4:43 to go. in our third quarter. So Danielson, who I don't want to say he's Mr. Automatic, but he's pretty good. He's pretty good at converting extra points here.
Klaus has got to go downside. Klaus never moved last time.
There's a snap high. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 4:43 to go in our third quarter, it's now Union Grove 14, Burlington 13. What a game.
And it's about as much as we want every week with such a great game, back and forth contest. Such a treat that we're able to bring you high school athletics, not only during the football season, but during the basketball season right here on DG Sports. And Dick, Lake Geneva Badgers starting to run away with this one, 28-7 over Beloit Memorial. 15 seconds into the third quarter, they put up another score in that one.
Yeah. They're going to be tough to beat.
That's for sure.
And again, we're eyeing possibly flexing our schedule in week nine. Long way to go, but week nine has the Badgers going to Union Grove. There's the kick. It's picked up then after fumbling it. So a short kick. Faust on the return fumbled it. So Burlington looking like the team that's tight, nervous.
Yeah, they're really... It's a tale of two halves from them. First half, they dominated, no problem. Scored two out of their three drives. And then here now, fumble to turnover. Gave up two scores. Just a rough half for the Demons so far.
All right, Sulik's going to bring him out. Let's see what he can do. That fumble was a crusher last time for Burlington. Sulik. Hands it off. And boy, this Bronco team is really fired up now. He gained maybe a yard. And they say he lost a yard.
Wow.
One thing, though, about Grant, he's been groomed. He won't panic.
Yeah, great composure. Great leader for this Burlington team.
Wideouts right and left. He wants to pass. Throws. And let's see. Did it hit the ground or is it complete? Yep, it's complete. To Beeble. Beeble on the catch. 3:45 to go.
I think one adjustment I would make if I was Union Grove is quit dropping so much into coverage. They're able to get these little 5 to 10 yard passes, no problem. Yep. I think that's been the big difference player here in this one.
Okay, wideouts right and left for Sulik. Got a man next to him. Throws it. Complete. Gets away. Cuts back inside. Gets to the 50, down the sideline. 40. 30. Finally brought down at about the 20-yard line. And that was Teat. Teat on the reception. So Burlington in business now. First and 10 at the 21-yard line of Union Grove.
And they had an injured player here for Union Grove and one hobbled off for Burlington, so a player from each team shooken up on that play.
Okay. Stops the clock with 3:08 to go in our third quarter. All right, Sulik brings him out, and that referee chops the clock in right away. We're down to three to play. Sulik, first and 10. Back to pass. Here comes the rush. Throws in the flat. Complete. And can't get to the 20-yard line. That's Doomer. Doomer on the reception. Clock will continue to run with 2:40 to go in our third quarter. Burlington trying to answer here. They trail by one.
At Quinn Kepnick, the defensive line for Union Grove was able to run downfield and chase him down and bring him down.
All right, brings up second and 10. They say no gain there at the 21. Sulik, back to pass. Here comes the blitz. Throws, incomplete. Incomplete. Brings up third and 10. What are you going to do?
I'd run a little 10-yard comeback, something like that. These defenders for Union Grove are playing so far off the ball that they're able to get all these short little yardage plays. And with the athleticism of Burlington, they're able to get into that next level of Union Grove. That's what I would do on this third down if I was Burlington.
All right, third and 10 for Sulik at the 21-yard line of Union Grove. Back to pass. Kosulik throws it complete. Getting away, but he doesn't have a first down. They push him out of bounds at about the 15. And that's Doomer once again. So it brings up fourth down. So fourth and four at the 15 would be a big stop for Union Grove if they get it.
If this was 2 years ago, Burlington would be bringing out a kicker, I could tell you that.
Yep, Ben Graham was his name.
Look at Union Grove again, 10 yards off the ball on a fourth and three.
Sulik in the gun, wideouts both ways, throws, incomplete. And Union Grove will take over. They stop him.
The Union Grove defense finally played the underneath route on that. Jumped in front of the ball, deflected it, and forced that pass breakup. So again, another huge momentum swing.
Yep, so with 1:56 to go in our third quarter, Horlick takes over at the 15-yard, I should say, Union Grove takes over at the 15-yard line. So Schultz will bring him out. I'm sure we'll see a lot of recipe of Martinez. Martinez stays inside and gets a first down, no doubt about it. Picks up 10 and a half yards, just like that. And the clock will start back up at the 1:49 mark of our third quarter. And now you see Union Grove taking a little more time between plays.
Yeah, if I was them, I would be in no sort of hurry at all to get the ball in play. You're going to try and continue running the ball and running that clock out.
Schultz in the gun. He's going to keep it. And he'll get a couple yards there, two or three. And the clock will continue to run. We're down to a minute to go in our third quarter.
Dick, a score update for Racine Lutheran, our first one of the night. They're up 21 to nothing over Milwaukee Academy of Science.
Okay, that's good to see. MAS coming off of that forfeit last week. All right. Schultz in the gun, wideouts both, right and left. Hands it off and gets up to the 39-yard line. Is Martinez, and that probably will end our third quarter. We'll see here.
Yeah, they don't have to snap it as they're under 40 seconds.
Okay. And that's the end of our third quarter of play with our score, Union Grove 14, Burlington 13. We'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
When hunger hits hard, Ferraro's delivers big flavor. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's satisfies every craving every time. And this September, it's all about the cheeseburger pizza. Piled high with juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onion in a signature sauce. Topped with crunchy pickles and a special dressing. It's everything you crave in one legendary meal. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
All right, thanks, Dylan. We start our fourth quarter, a one-point deficit for the Demons as Union Grove trying to strike again here. And I cannot emphasize enough that extra point miss.
It's a huge thing and could be a pivotal turning point here in this one.
So I just think Coach McCullen got that offensive line motivated at halftime.
Yeah, I think that's been a difference maker. I think Burlington's kind of fizzled out on what they're doing. So it's been a culmination of factors here.
Schultz in the gun. Hands it off again, pushing his way up. And gets about 4 yards. And Martinez again. All right, just underway here in the fourth quarter. 11:30 to go. Second and 7 at that 43-yard line. Coming up short, just barely short of that first down, is Martinez. He's going to be one tired back tonight after this one's over.
Yeah, he's been a key contributor here, obviously, week after week for Union Grove, and he's really played a difference maker here in this one with that 60-yard run in that third quarter, Dick.
All right, Schultz brings him out. We're under 11 to play now in regulation, 14-13. Union Grove with the lead. Schultz on the keeper, and he gets the first down. More importantly, he'll keep the clock running. And again, that referee chops that clock in the minute that chain got moved. So 10:30 to go in our fourth quarter. Union Grove trying to get a little breathing room here and go up by at least 8. Schultz in the gun. Hands it off, coming to the outside. And he gets a little more yardage as Quentin Martinez. So we're under 10 to play now.
If this was the college level, Dick, that would have been very close to offensive targeting.
Okay.
As Martinez kind of put his head down first into the defender. But that rule hasn't been adopted here.
All right, Schultz has a wide out to the left. He'll keep it. He's to the 40 and almost down to the 35-yard line. They'll probably mark him at about the 36. So the clock stops with 9. Now it starts up. It was at 9:36. So it's first and 10 now. And they spot it at the 36. Down to 9:20 to go in our fourth quarter. Winner of this game will improve to 2-0 in the conference, 4-0 overall. So Schultz in the gun, has a wide out to the left. Hands it off again to Martinez, trying to cut outside. He does for a few, and then they push him back, but they'll give him his forward progress.
Martinez under here
Under nine to play now. Schultz gets a play from the side, brings him back out. So Schultz will bring him out. He's got a wide out to his left. He'll keep it again. Tries a cut to the outside. Cuts back inside. And he gets it to the 31-yard line. He'll bring up third down. Third and six, under eight to play now. In regulation. Schultz brings him out. He's still got Quinton Martinez out there. His pants are the dirtiest of anybody's. Schultz has a wideout to his left. And now we got a timeout. A timeout by the Broncos. With 7:31 to go in regulation, 14-13 is our score. Union Grove with the lead. We could tell you next week we'll come to you from the SC Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park, where the Cudahy Packers will visit the Racine Lutheran Crusaders. Pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7. Anything to say about that, Dylan? Anything about the Packers?
Purple
the Cudahy Packers.
Purple and yellow versus purple and yellow.
Okay.
The only team in the state of Wisconsin called the Packers outside of Green Bay.
Okay. I knew you had to get that in there, so.
A proud alumni.
Yes, you should be.
Things are a little rough for them this year. They were up 12-6 at halftime last I heard.
Oh, good.
So. We'll see.
Well, since that realignment, they're competitive now.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just staying competitive. They don't need to win every game, but just staying competitive week to week is a big thing.
All right, Schultz in the gun. He's got a wide out to his left. Hands it off to Martinez, 30. Down to the 24-yard line, and that's a first down. That's a first down for the Broncos, so they'll move the chains. And then he starts the clock up.
And this is where Coach McClellan and his offensive coordinator got to start slowing things down.
Yep.
They're into Demons territory, deep into Demons territory, with about 7 minutes to go.
Yep. So closing in on seven to go here. Schultz in the gun, wide out to his left. He's got him every time. Hands it off to Martinez again. Cuts it outside, 20. And down to the 16-yard line goes Quinton Martinez behind that line, that massive offensive line. And clock continues to run at 6:45 in county in regulation. If you're Burlington, you need a turnover here. Turnover or stop them. Union Grove being very methodical on this drive. Schultz in the gun. Hands it again to Martinez, and he spins his way into about the 12-yard line.
Another first down, Dick.
Yep, so that'll stop the clock. Move the chains at the 6:16 mark. Schultz gets the play. And the clock starts back up. So we're down to six to play now. Schultz in the gun. Got that wide out to the left. Takes his time. As we're under six now. Hands it off to Martinez. He goes up the middle. Gets down to about the 4-yard line.
Yeah, if I were them, I'd start waiting until the back judge counting off five.
I
four.
Believe you. I should say I agree with you. 5:30 in counting. All right, Schultz brings him out. He's got that decoy. I'm going to call it a decoy. That wide out to the left.
I mean, he could even run a slant and be wide open over there.
Yeah.
With how far off that defender is.
Hands it off to Martinez, cutting outside. And he scores. Quinton Martinez with the touchdown to make it 20-13. With the crucial extra point coming up here. So Danielson will try to make it a 21-13 margin for the Broncos with 4:57 to go. Snap high, but they get it down. Kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 4:57 to go in our fourth quarter, it's now Union Grove 21, Burlington 13.
Dick, 21 unanswered points here in the second half for Union Grove. We'll see if Burlington's able to do anything on this drive.
Okay, next up for the Broncos will be a home game against the Wilmot Union Panthers. Next up for the Demons, they'll travel to Beloit Memorial to play the Purple Knights. Both games will kick off at 7 p.m. So here, with 4:57 to go, it's 21-13. All right, Danielson will kick off. There's the kick, and it floats into the end zone for a touchback. Nice job by Danielson.
A booming kick.
A booming kick, so the Demons. We'll get the ball to start with 4:57 to go in our fourth quarter. And again, they'll start at their own 20-yard line. They got to go 80 yards. So here we go with 4:57 to go. In regulation, Sulik brings him out. He's got wideouts both to the right and the left. Back to pass goes Sulik. Throws. Could have been intercepted. Out of bounds. It went through the hands of the Bronco defender.
Williamson's going to want that one back. That was a pick six all day.
Yep. So it stops the clock with 4:53 to go, second and 10. All right, Sulik brings them out, second and 10 at the 20-yard line of Burlington. Man in motion, hands it off, trying to cut to the outside. And Burlington gets some yardage, but Union Grove does a nice job of keeping him inside. That was Doomer. So the clock continues to run with 4:30 to go. Sulik in the gun. Fumbles. And the Broncos get it on the blitz. So they can put this away with 4:03 to go.
What a huge play. Gets right through the defense. Hits Sulik. Ball falls to the carpet. And Union Grove able to jump right on top of it.
Well, there's still 4 minutes to go, 4:03. But there's been two turnovers, and they're both fumbles by Burlington. 4:03 to go. Now you try to milk the clock with that sensational tailback you have. Schultz in the gun. Now has that man go in motion, which is Williamson. And now we got a timeout called by Union Grove with 4:03 to go. Well, if the Broncos win this game, I know who my DG Sports player of the game is. But I'll wait. You may be surprised. Actually, I have two, but I'm leaning more towards one. One of the two. So for our listeners, they'll have to wait.
I'm anxious myself, Dick. I'm excited.
Okay. Martinez on the carry.
Yeah, nice little carry there up the middle. Gain of about 1 yard there. They're not really looking to score too quickly. Obviously, they want to get into the end zone, yep. But I'm sure they want to eat some of this clock away as well.
And the clock continues to run with 3:40 to go.
A touchdown would make it a two-score game.
Yes, it would.
Very hard for the Burlington at this point to come back from.
So Schultz brings him out. He's got them all inside, packed inside with Martinez behind him, taking all the time he can. Hands it off to Martinez up the middle. Now tries a cut outside, but he'll stay at about the 10, maybe the 9-yard line. Good thing is the clock will keep running. It'll go under 3 minutes now. And counting. 21-13. Union Grove with the lead. And we'll wait till about a minute to go. And then I'll announce it. Schultz in the gun. He keeps it.
He's down, I think, at the 1 yard line.
No signal, so he must be down. So the clock stops with 2:24 to go.
I was shaking up Demon there on that play.
Yep. Still 2:24 to go as we wait for the injured player to be attended to. And again, just a reminder, we'll be at the SC Johnson Sports Complex at Pritchard Park next week for the Cudahy Packers visiting the Lutheran Crusaders. Pregame will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m. here on DG Sports. Or on WRJN 1400 AM. And again, both teams showing a lot of respect for the injured players. Both teams are down on their knees. And he gets up, which is a good thing. And again, Union Grove can put this one away now. With a score. I mean, the way this game started out, you thought, man, the way that first half went, it was going to be all Burlington, but something was said at halftime because Union Grove came out, and as Dylan said, they've scored 21 unanswered.
On the verge of potentially 28.
Now we got a timeout called by Burlington.
A long 2 minutes, Dick.
Yep. And again, tonight it's been the tale of the two quarterbacks, really. Sulix had two TDs, and Schultz has had two TDs. So a beautiful night for football, though, once that sun went down. Beautiful.
It might even be a little chilly once I go down towards the field.
Yeah. And Dylan will be making his way down there shortly, waiting till about 60 to go. About a minute to go, or if they score here. But he's got plenty of time to get down there. Schultz in the gun now. He's got that wide out to the left. Hands it off. And Martinez scores. It's a touchdown for the Broncos to make it 27-13. So Danielson will try to convert the extra point. And within a minute, we'll announce that DG Sports player of the game. There's the snap. It's high, but the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 2:13 to go in regulation, it's now Union Grove 28, Burlington 13. Any updates on scores before you head down?
No, I've been trying to look. Badger continuing to roll. Racine Case is up 28-0 now. I don't have a Racine St. Catharines score for you, but I'll work on getting one of those.
Well, maybe Mr. Dooley will. He'll message you.
And yeah, give us a I'll shoot him a text, see if we can get an update here for you. Our listeners.
So 28-13 here. Union Grove with the lead. It appears they're going to improve to 4-0, 2-0 in conference. But never say never. We'll wait another minute. And I'll announce then the DG Sports player of the game.
At 28 unanswered points here in this second half. Just what an incredible showcase by Union Grove.
And possibly if you can get the head coach with our player of the game. There's a pooch kick fielded by the Demons. But they keep them in bounds. That was Tomczyk, I believe, at the 209 mark. And again, Dylan mentioned, as one of our sponsors, we want to welcome Rocky Rococo on Highway 20 in Racine as a sponsor. Originally thought they were going to be a patron, and they re-upped and said, no, we want to sponsor the broadcast. So Sulik brings him out in the gun. He's going to have to pass. Here comes a rush. Throws it in the flat, complete. Complete to Teet. And the clock will continue to run now. We're under two to play. 1:50 in counting. So after this play, We'll announce our DG Sports Player of the Game. A WRJN in Racine. Showing blitz, the Broncos. Incomplete, throws it out of bounds with 1:30 to go. So our DG Sports Player of the Game tonight is...
Drum roll.
The offensive line of Union Grove.
Good choice, Dick.
So hopefully Dylan can get all of them together when he goes down there. They deserve it tonight. As good as Quinton was in Schultz, they wouldn't have been.